Can you explain why you are here today?
Well, I'm here today because the 5th annual Holocaust Memorial Rally, and we've been having this going on ongoing for 5 years. But I think it's a misconception because I think it should have started in the 1880s. But unfortunately, our Aboriginals were suppressed and oppressed at that time. So I come out here in support because we have to remind people, mainstream society, and when I say mainstream society, it's the business people, the executives who walk by here at this intersection, and just to remind them that, you know, genocide was practiced fully by the Canadian federal government, and they're not taught that in schools, eh? I wasn't taught nothing about residential schools, eh? So what we want to do is we want to open mainstream society and just tell them that this happened. This is where you can go, hiddenfromhistory.org, right? There's documents there and archives I've seen with my own eyes that show that the death rate in a short time of period within young children were very high. And I've seen pictures that are in archives too, where you have a classroom of students where you have 15 of them infected with smallpox or TB, and then you have 5 people who are healthy, and that's wrong. That's genocide in itself, you know. These children didn't know what was going on. They were just being taught, you know, they said, number one, you don't speak your language. Number two, you don't practice your culture, right? Number three, you don't, talk in your own tongue to each other. And what the government wanted to do there, I believe it's called the white paper, was to kill the Indian within us, you know, because that way they can assimilate us, they can make us part of, they wanted to make us part of mainstream society, whereas we would not have an identity, we would not have a culture, and we wouldn't have our language, because, you know, every ethnic race has their culture and their language, and that's their identity. And what the federal government wanted to do was they wanted to erase our identity, erase our culture, so we became just like white people. Like, you know, when I say white people, I'm just referring to the general population, right? Where we don't have an identity and where we lose all our land rights, eh? Like I said earlier, BC and Vancouver is unceded territory. These guys are trespassing on our property. They're not paying our property taxes. They should be paying us. And to get back to the residential school system, the government made this happen because they wanted our resources from our land without paying for it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the same, like the people, like the poor people fighting against the systems are just on the same way than the businessmen?
Yeah, I think it's all the same because poor people have to stand up for their rights. I'm poor myself, eh? You know, I'm against the Olympics 2010 because of the housing shortage that they cause, about the homelessness rate, right? And about all these laws that they're enacting that, they say the Safe Street Act, eh? Well, who's safe with that? Well, not the homeless people, right? Not the people who are panhandling for money. They're not safe. What the governments are doing is saying, hey, you know, wage the war on the poor. I said, no, don't do that. That's not right. Me?
Do you think some white people can struggle with it?
Yes, yep. Yeah. You know what? Because I believe we're all brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you believe in our common cause, come out and join us. Eh? We're not going to turn you away. That's how we were at the European contact. Eh? That's our first mistake. Eh? We welcomed settlers, eh? The European settlers, and then they turned around and infected us as with smallpox and just decapitated our population. So no, we welcome you guys, eh?
Alright, the systems continue to genocide because it's a continuity. It's not like the genocide was not only before, it's continue today, I think. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it is still going on, we're forced to stay in our reservations, and there's no money, there's shortage of housing. You know, we have high suicide rate and all that. Like, you know, it's ongoing. It doesn't, not just to the, it's to poor people and the people can't stand up for themselves.
And how do you think we can break with the system to live more together and more solidarity?
Be more united, have more solidarity.
Do you think about some actions the people can take to be in struggle with you?
Be like APC, eh? You know, go against the government, go against all forms of government. corporations that are, you know, against 20 boycott 2010. You know, that's less than a year away, eh? And we're going to gear up and we're going to fight. We're all united. We're all united in one goal, and that's just to get rid of the government, get rid of their corporations that are causing us poverty.